Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, March 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the city of Wauchula will be working on Florida Avenue Monday, March 15th, up to Friday, March 19th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tree trimming will take place on Monday, and the transfer of wire to new poles will take place Tuesday through Friday. Please be cautious of our city workers in the area. In Highlands County, foggy conditions likely contributed to a wreck on State Road 70 east of Lonesome Road around 7:30 in the morning, involving at least three vehicles. At this point, two patients have been transported to a local hospital. All lanes of State Road 70 are shut down while cleanup continues. No further information is available at this time. A Tampa woman was arrested by the Polk County Sheriff's Office early Saturday, March 13th, after she sprayed store employees with a chemical spray while trying to get away during a retail theft and then fled from deputies. 31-year-old Nikita Lindsay's evening ended at the Polk County Jail with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and one count each of robbery with a weapon, fleeing to elude, possession of alprazolam, and driving while license suspended and revoked. She was also issued citations for running a traffic light, operating a motor vehicle in the wrong direction, and operating a vehicle at night without headlights activated. According to the arrest affidavit, when an employee offered to assist her, Lindsay warned her that she would slap the glasses off of her face if the employee didn't move. Lindsay tried to push a shopping cart full of stolen merchandise out of the store, but the wheels locked, and she intentionally sprayed two of the employees with a chemical spray. Three employees went outside thinking that Lindsay was leaving, but she turned the vehicle around and accelerated directly toward the women. A responding deputy located Lindsay's Dodge Journey minivan and attempted a traffic stop, but Lindsay accelerated and sped off through heavy traffic with her headlights off, and she ignored a red traffic light. Due to the amount of traffic, the deputy did not pursue the vehicle, but it was found abandoned with a flat tire nearby. Deputies spread out and were able to find Lindsay nearby as she was about to enter into an Uber vehicle. Detectives described Lindsay's minivan as being loaded with suspected stolen items from various department stores. Many of the items still had price tags and anti-theft devices still attached. It was estimated that the value of the merchandise recovered was worth around $7,000. Nikita Lindsay's prior criminal history consists of 5 felonies and 12 misdemeanors, including previous charges of robbery, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, resisting, drug possession, and numerous charges for driving with a license suspended or revoked, and violations of probation. Your local events this Friday at the historic Wauchula City Hall, they will be playing the Tom Hanks classic Forrest Gump as part of their movie series. Admission is free. The location will vary between the historic City Hall Auditorium and Heritage Park in accordance with CDC guidelines. Your jobs here in Hardy County. SB Superior Maintenance LLC is looking for a service porter. They need a responsible person with experience in maintenance and cleaning. Step Up Suncoast is looking for a bilingual home visitor. Fluency in both English and Spanish is required, and Education and Empowerment is looking for a care worker, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of caregiving experience, and a driver's license or Florida ID card are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well. well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, please make sure to send them to us as well. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 81 degrees out, feels like 90. Mostly sunny, the air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds north at 4 miles an hour with gusts up to 6. Humidity is humid 59%. Dew point 65. The cloud cover 19%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 11:26 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. And Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack supporting the USDA's Farmer to Families Food Box program and recommend adjustments to improve its effectiveness. NASDA CEO Dr. Barb Glenn says with some enhancements, we can extraordinarily expand the benefits of the program by allowing more producers to contribute and increasing the amount of food we can share with families in need. The letter outlines recommendations to promote equity in farmers' access to the program and remove unnecessary barriers. Crop commodity prices improved the last 6 months, but it's not rosy everywhere. According to agweb.com, the western half of the country continues to see little moisture, and it's exacerbating the extreme drought conditions. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows more than 60% of the country is seeing some level of drought, the worst out west, where nearly 90% is impacted at some level. Exceptional drought blankets 20% of the west. The USDA has announced the nationwide extension of several waivers that allow all children to continue to receive nutritious meals this summer when schools are out of session. These flexibilities are available through September. USDA is extending the waivers to provide local programs with clarity and certainty for the summer months ahead when many children have no access to school meals.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The USDA recently announced the approval of a novel Bayer cotton trait, which might be of some interest to southern growers. The new cotton trait is designed to provide another tool for growers to help combat some of cotton's most damaging pests. John Riley of Bayer Crop Sciences says the ThriveOn technology is a unique option for cotton growers.
We're very excited to receive the USDA approval for our cotton trait that we plan to bring to market under the ThriveOn technology brand. ThriveOn technology is a unique biotech trait, and it's the first in the industry. It's designed to help cotton growers protect against feeding damage from key tarnished plant bugs, like the tarnished plant bug, western tarnished plant bugs, as well as thrip species like the western flower thrip and tobacco thrips. It can also help reduce insecticidal applications for those pests and just overall provide growers with more management flexibility in their operations.
Bayer anticipates a full commercial launch early this decade, pending regulatory approvals and other factors. Riley encourages cotton producers to head online to learn more.
We're excited to be able to provide additional tools to growers to be able to help with the challenges that they face on their own farms. I encourage growers who are interested in learning more about this exciting technology to visit ThriveOn.com. That's ThriveOn.com.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a mixed picture on Wall Street at mid-morning, traders awaiting the outcome of the Federal Reserve's latest meeting. Americans cut back on their spending last month, bad weather in parts of the country, keeping shoppers out of the stores.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 3% in February from the month before. The drop comes after retail sales soared in January as people spent the $600 stimulus check sent at the end of last year. The department revised its January number up to 7.6% from its previously reported increase of 5.3%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Bad winter weather pushed industrial production down a sharp 2.2% in February, reflecting a big decline in factory output. The only sector showing an increase last month, utilities, where output rose by 7.4%. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With S-Word Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Make it three straight triple-doubles for Giannis Antetokounmpo, as he had 31 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists to lead the Milwaukee Bucks past Washington 133-122. Antetokounmpo on their fourth straight victory and ninth win in 10 games.
You know, we're getting better. Figure out ways to play, just compete out there, you know, and we're going to get a lot better.
The Bucks are now just two games out of the Eastern Conference lead. James Harden recorded his 10th triple-double of the season, helping Brooklyn beat New York 117-112. Harden says being second in the East and winning five in a row and 9 of 10 is due to...
Other than our communication, I think it's two things. I think it's us not turning the basketball over and then rebounding the basketball. You know, we do those two things at a high level, and it's going to be, you know, we're going to be in every single game.
Responding to a 51-point loss to Dallas earlier in the season, the LA Clippers beat the Mavericks 109-99. It was Charlotte 122, Sacramento 116, the Hornets' fourth straight victory. This is Esser in sports. After dropping 7-9, the Lakers have won their last two, including a 128-97 rout of Golden State. The Spurs used a balanced attack to beat Detroit 109-99. It was Denver 121, Indiana 106, Phoenix 122, Memphis 99. On the NHL ice, Nashville beat Tampa Bay 4-1. Lightning coach John Cooper says his special teams had an off night.
I've liked our special teams. Tonight, they let us, the other team was better. That was it. And it helped them win a game. And like I said, more often than not, it helps us win games. It just didn't happen tonight.
Alex Ovechkin matched Phil Esposito for sixth on the NHL list with his 717th goal as Washington blank Buffalo 6-0. Pair of overtime winners, Philadelphia 5-4 over the Rangers, Vancouver 3, Ottawa 2. Elsewhere, it was Pittsburgh 4, Boston 1, Florida 6, Chicago 3, Montreal 4-2 over Winnipeg, Calgary 4, Edmonton 3, and Vegas edged San Jose 2-1. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, occasionally a true friend gives not his hand, but his paw. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.